President Bush is proposing a significant increase in drug treatment funding. The program would cost $600 million over 3 years. It would give people vouchers to seek drug rehabilitation at their choice of treatment centers, including religious programs. Matteo Falco is president of Drug Strategies, a nonprofit drug policy research institute. How successful are religious-based drug treatment programs?
A 1998 government study actually found that there was absolutely no evidence of their effectiveness. This has really never been studied in any systematic way, and we don't know whether they work or not.
Is it possible they get better results than traditional treatment programs?
Well, there's absolutely no evidence one way or the other. It is true that spirituality can play an important part in recovery, and many 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, are based on the belief in a higher power. And we do have studies that show that recovering addicts who continue to participate in 12-step programs after they've completed treatment tend to do better than those who do not.
What's considered a good result in a traditional drug treatment program?
Well, length of time in treatment is the single most important factor. For people who stay in treatment at least 3 months, the recovery rate is about half. If you can stay in treatment for as long as a year, the recovery rate jumps up to two-thirds. So it's really not so much the kind of treatment as it's how long you stick with it.
If the government gives vouchers over the next 3 years to 300,000 people a year seeking addiction treatment, will there be enough programs for all those people?
Well, unfortunately, the new program really is just a drop in the bucket. The government estimates that about 6 million Americans need drug treatment. At the current levels, we can only treat about 2.5 million of them. So when you're talking about an additional 100,000 a year, it's a good initiative, but it really is just a tiny fraction of what's needed.
What's the approach of religion-based programs? How do they differ from traditional addiction programs?
Well, every program is different. Some programs, which are more traditional, which are accredited by the state, have trained, qualified staff, can incorporate elements of religious belief. Some programs, on the other hand, rely entirely on religious belief. And those are, I think, the programs that people are concerned about. It's very important that that these programs are moving towards more professional standards so that you have qualified counselors, you have medical care available, you have psychiatrists on call, and a structured treatment program. States require that their programs be licensed, and it's not clear yet how many religious-based programs will try to be licensed. Some of them already are, by the way, and government money is already going to fund programs like Teen Challenge, which is licensed in Minnesota, for example.
Are there things that religion-based programs can do that traditional programs can't?
Well, I think the element of faith is very important in any kind of healing process, particularly during some of the dark days, during relapse, when addicts lose hope. But it can be a faith in many things, and it's not necessarily one specific religion.
Matteo Falco is president of Drug Strategies, a nonprofit drug policy research institute. Thank you.